Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Perry, good to see you.
Hallelujah.
Talked to Brother James here just a few days ago. And the rest of you, maybe get to know each other. If not by the flesh, but in spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to go into a scripture. Last night we were in Groombridge. And I had a little thought that really enthuses me. Because I see something here in the scriptures that makes me rejoice. And it can also help people to just see the secret of the dialogue that Jesus Christ had with his Father. Hey, you can say that Jesus is God because God said to Moses, I make you a God to Pharaoh. So in that sense, Moses was a God to Pharaoh. Right?
Amen.
But we all know he wasn't God Almighty.
That's right.
He just carried the thought that God gave him. And Jesus the Christ, he is also the Son of God. And in 1 Corinthians 15, he's talked about as the second Adam. So there was the first Adam,
the second Adam.
Right? And all a creation of God. And now, I want to go to John chapter 11. And we'll look a little about the light. What is light? You see some light bulbs here in the tent that helps us to see each other. So you can see me and I can see you. And that way we can have fellowship.
Amen.
Even a blind man can have fellowship. He's lost one of his senses, but he can still communicate. Alright, so here, in John chapter
11,
we meet a man that is sick. I want to read just a little portion here. In from verse 1, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I'm seated. Find yourself a good seat. Put a nail under your seat so that you don't fall asleep. Alright. That was a humorous thought. Sometimes my wife says that I'm kind of silly sometimes. But I'm a happy Christian.
Amen.
I like to walk around smiling.
You know, Father, Papa,
and I hope I am.
Alright.
So we're looking at a situation. And I believe that all of you, have read that story.
Amen.
It's a famous story. But I believe also there is hidden something here that people normally don't really look at. They don't understand it. Because there is something about Jesus. Because the Bible says here, when Jesus heard it, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but it is going to glorify God.
Amen.
And you might wonder, how can you say that? Because when you say that, it means action. Something had to happen. And really, it is not in the power of man to make changes like that. Jesus was standing in the synagogue, and he said to the Pharisees and the scribes, you say to me, do the same things that you did in
Capernaum.
Prove yourself. It was not in Jesus' capacity to prove himself.
Amen.
Right? That's not his job. His job is to listen to God. The Father. You're on my mission. It's not here to change things according to our own agenda. Our business is to listen to the Father and tell what he tells us. And you might wonder, does he speak today? He sure does.
Amen.
He speaks loud and clear. He has a way to convince you so that you know what he wants. Alright.
Amen.
So here Jesus Christ, early in the morning, normally he goes out, he leaves the disciples, they're still sleeping, and he goes out and pray. Well, who does he pray to? He doesn't pray to himself. He prays to the Father, the Almighty Spirit, the Creator of heaven and earth, of the universe. Remember, it might take us some light years to go to a planet, but God can be on that planet in the very second that you think about it. Time is not in Him. We see time. We need time. We need the time to get here today. If you had been more like Philip, we would have been there in a twinkle. Yeah, but Philip didn't do that very often. Only once it was written in the Bible. That the Spirit took him. Alright. So when Jesus was
Saka Jesu
pray.
Pai namata.
No, I want you to visualize.
Sabe da última coisa que mente.
You can be like Jesus Christ now.
Eu ongala satis Jesus vino.
Remember Jesus said.
Langalia Jesus anot.
It is enough.
Saka ringada.
That you become like your master.
Kuti imi muite satis wenu.
So we try to become like our master. So Jesus goes out praying. And you go out praying. What do you say when you pray? Well, if it is in the beginning of the day, you may say, Lord, what's up today? Is there anything specific you want me to do? So Father, please inspire my life so I can be a help to thy people.
Amen.
Alright.
Amen.
And now we are in John 11.
And
immediately there is a response. The Spirit of God appears to Jesus the Christ. He can do that, right? Because when Jesus rose from the baptism, the Holy Spirit came down in the shape of a dove. And there was a voice from heaven speaking, this is my son. Right?
Amen.
So God can speak back. He has shocked me. I've heard his voice. I was not even a believer. I had never heard spiritual things. But God came. He spoke with an audible voice. And he woke up my spirit to the heavenly dimension. Remember the heavenly dimension is not very far away. You don't have to take an airplane or travel long distance. That dimension is right there around you. You don't need to cry loud. You can just whisper. You can say,
Father.
And he's right there.
Yeah,
amen.
And remember, he can speak to 8 billion people in a twinkle. And everyone will hear his voice. Right? That's the powerful spirit that our Father is. That means he can speak to every soul that is alive.
Amen.
But added to that, he can speak to every soul that also have gone to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Remember Brother Branham one time? He was brought beyond the curtain of time. And there was an angel speaking to him. And he saw thousands and thousands of souls. And he could communicate with them. When they came to him to greet him, he was shocked by what he saw, but it built a confidence inside. Heaven is real. Oh, he was longing there. And all of us long to go to heaven. We just say, not just yet. Right?
Amen.
Because you want to live on. We want to fulfill the course of our life.
Alright,
back to Jesus Christ. Then, when he spoke to his father, then there was a voice back. And he said something like this. My son, there is an incident up in Bethany. Lazarus is sick. And he's gonna die. But I'm gonna send you, and you're gonna raise him up from the dead. But don't go yet. Wait a while. Wait about 4 days. Because this is going to be a manifestation of your ministry. Hey, that is what the Father told Jesus the Christ. And you said, how can that be? It's not even in the Bible. Or isn't it? Didn't I just read it? Because what did it say? He said, this sickness is not unto death. How could he know that? Right?
Amen.
He didn't even know that Lazarus was sick. By the natural means. But he knew it by inspiration. Okay.
Amen.
So talking to the Lord. And talking, Lord talking back to you. We'll just have a little title of the message. The light within you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
The light within you. Okay.
Amen.
So here Jesus comes down. And there came messengers from Bethany. And they shocked all the disciples. And they said, Lazarus is sick. And we want you to come up and pray for him. And Jesus looks calmly at them all. And he said, this sickness is not unto death. And we looked. How does he know? How can he say things like that? Hey, it was already told by the Father.
Jesus was Baba.
Inspiration.
Chizoro.
Light.
Chienza.
Knowledge. Not head knowledge, but light from above, where God comes in and informs you. Yeah. I was traveling in the United States last year in October, November, and I was driving a car. And while I was driving, I heard a voice. And the voice spoke about a dear brother of mine that lives in Norway, goes to our church. And the voice said, he is going to pass away. I said, my Lord. That was strange. I've never heard anything like that. That someone's going to pass away. Of course, people pass away all the time. But you don't really know it. You just see conditions,
and
then you understand this is not going to last very long. So we have ways to reason. But here was this voice. And I was shocked by it. But I told my wife, I said, I heard this voice. And it sounds like this our brother is going to pass away. Hey, he's my age. He's 10 days younger, now older than me. So he was 77 in April. And I was 77 in May. Same age. Being good brothers together in the Lord for many years. But I did not know that he was severely sick. So when I came home, he didn't look like he was very sick at all. I didn't say anything. But the last part of January, he suddenly took for the worse, got sick. He had to go to the hospital. And from January till now, he was in and out of the hospital many times. On Monday, this week, he passed away. You say, oh yeah, but anyone can pass away. I know that. But to me, it becomes very important when you hear a voice and you get instructions, then keep notice and prepare your life so that you can be a help. If help can be given. Well, I was in 2016. I was on my way to Lusaka. To Brother Piri's place. We came from Malawi. And my mother passed away when I was on the mission field. And now this brother, he passed away when I'm on the mission field. My father, he passed away. Well, I was in South Africa. And we had meetings. And my sister called me. And she said, Rolf, you have to come home. She comes to Rolf no more also. Our dad is dying. I would come to the Lord and say, Lord, I should be able to fulfill this. Can you please keep him alive till I get home? So I fulfilled the mission. And when the flight landed back in Norway, he was still alive.
Amen.
So I could go visit him. And he lasted about 4 or 5 days. And then he passed away.
And
remember when you get old? Of course you pass away. So, when you're out on a mission, anything can happen home. Well, it can happen when you're on a mission trip also. Even to yourself. But the only thing we can do, keep pressing on. Keep your spirit open. So that the Lord can enlighten you and give you confidence in your walk.
yako.
We don't need to go around nervous.
Nekuti hatidi kufamba tisingana zvozive zvatinoda kuita.
All right. Then we will read on a little of the story.
Zvinotingada kuverenga pamberi pamusoro penyaya iyi.
So I'll go to verse 6 and 7.
Saka pamberi 6 ne 7.
When therefore he heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he said to the disciples, let us go into Judea again. The disciples said unto him, Rabbi, the Jews rebuked now seeking to stone thee, and thou goest there again. So it was a tough situation. And the disciples were nervous. Maybe they were not too nervous about themselves. But they were nervous about Jesus. Because they heard rumors. The people wanted to kill Jesus. And then Jesus responds. And he said this. In verse 9. Jesus answered. Are there not 12 hours in a day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. When you read verse 9, what light is Jesus is talking about? Because he sees there, he said, in 24 hours, there are 12 hours of daylight. And you and I, we function better in daylight. Right?
Amen.
To me, I function better. At night, I easily stumble. Because there can be a stone in the road. Or I may run into a stairway. I was traveling in Africa. And we found a place where we're going to sleep. So I took my briefcase and I walked towards the hotel or the inn, and I didn't see the stairway, and I stumbled and I fell and I broke my glasses. Because it was dark. I should have paid more attention. But sometimes you think you see. And that's the predicament. You actually don't see. But Jesus here is now explaining something. He says there, if a man walk in the day, but Jesus did not talk about daylight. Now he was going to explain to them that there is a dimension that has a different light. You can call it light, but it's actually information. God speaking to you.
Amen.
Hey, remember, When things are explained to you, then you might say, or you might have a question. Do you understand now? And the person says, yeah, no, I see. But he doesn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
What he says is, no, I understand. So remember, light in that perspective has nothing to do with sunshine or a light bulb, but it has to do with spiritual information. So what Jesus is explaining here is that he has a message from the Father. But Jesus did not always explain it. He talks like in a metaphor. Similarity. Because when he says that, he sees the light of this world. Well, of course, at daylight you'll see the light of this world. But Jesus is still talking about that different light. The light that made him say, Lazarus is not going to die. Or stay dead.
Man.
That's the light, you know. Yeah. And then in verse 10 he says, but if a man walk in the night, what does that mean then? Has nothing to do by going out here at night. But Jesus is actually saying, if he walk without spiritual revelation, when you walk without spiritual revelation, you stumble. Because you don't know where you go. You don't know what the Lord wants to do. That's why the Bible says so many times, wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Wait.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, we were driving here to get to this meeting.
And
the time passed
7 o'clock.
And I thought in my mind, okay,
alright,
that may be another preacher tonight.
Right?
And we came here 8 o'clock.
But just coming on at 8.
I say, surely. Now they have heard another sermon. But just before we arrived, there was a phone call to Brother Matimba.
He
said, where are you?
We're
waiting on the preacher. I said,
why?
They're still waiting? Okay.
Alright.
I better prepare myself. Of course, I was prepared. But prepared to start a little later. Because Brother James told me you're going to preach on Friday night. So, and that was not a revelatory experience. It was just that now it's your turn. But in verse 10,
as far as 10 penalty,
it says here, he stumbled
up
because the light is not in him. And that should tell a story. Right? Because when you walk out in daylight and you see the sunshine, you don't talk about the light in you. Then you see the light from the surroundings. But here is where Jesus is explaining it. He says, there is a light inside you. And when that light is inside you, you don't walk at night. It doesn't matter how it looks outside. Because the light is there for you. Shining so that you can proceed and do the work of the Lord. Alright. If you go to chapter 1, John chapter 1, also a very familiar scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that had been made. Then in verse 4, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. So his life, when he administered it, then it becomes a light inside you. That light created by God is his way of communicating with you. You don't need to see a feature. Don't need to see a man or nothing. The only thing you need is to hear the voice of God. Remember Paul on the way to Damascus. He fell off the horse, we say. There was a bright light. A light.
Mm. Yeah.
And when Paul referred to it later, he said, I saw a light. But the ones around me, they didn't see it. I heard a voice.
That comes why is we,
but nobody has heard it. When you go to the book of Daniel,
Daniel,
he feels the presence of the Lord. He sees an angel of the Lord. Nobody else saw anything. But he saw it.
Amen.
And when you read the chapters of the prophet Daniel, the Lord is instructing him what is to come. Light. I am here to enlighten you. Okay, that's the scriptures.
Amen.
Alright. But we go to verse 5 in John 1. Yeah. And it says, the light shineth in the darkness. And the darkness apprehended it not. Hey, if you have a flashlight, and if I had one here, I could beam at you. And your face would become brighter.
And
I can see who you are.
Right?
Amen.
But if you take a flashlight and shoot it up into the heavens, you will not be able to illuminate stars because there is nothing to reflect on a short distance. It's just empty. So the light shines through. Right? I hope that you catch what I say here. Darkness apprehended it not. So let us see the light of God. Remember, God saw before the foundation of the world who would accept him. Right? Everyone has a free will. You can accept and you can deny. And God spoke to Cain. After Cain had offered the sacrifice, here, God did not respond to the sacrifice. Because it was the wrong one. And Cain got angry. And the Lord spoke. And he said, Cain, why don't you do it right? Because if you do right, would you not be heard? But Cain didn't have a desire to do things right. So he refused his own will. Abel, he offered a polite sacrifice. Because that type of sacrifice was going to simulate or reflect that we have a fallen nature and we need redemption. So therefore they offered a lamb that was a type of the coming Lord Jesus Christ. So as often as they offered a sacrifice, who was going to explain what they believed inside? Then they had to offer a lamb and God would accept it. So the only thing Cain needed to do was to go out and get a lamb and do the right thing. But he didn't want to. Alright. So that light is in you now, right? Because you believe you need the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you salvation and reconnect you back to God. Alright. So here, when he speaks about the light, when the light was shining, he needs an object that can light up the person. Then it will apprehend. It will light up. Right? So if there is not a desire for a redeemer, then the light will shine through the person. It will not eliminate the person. Because he's in no need of communication with God. Now, remember though, if you leave this planet and you get a few miles up there, everything is dark. You can travel for years and years, and it is darkness around you. This earth, God let the sun shine on the earth so that it starts becoming light. It reflects the light of the sun. And so it is also with us. When God starts speaking, then if you have a desire for communication with Him, it will lighten up your soul. I want to take that scripture also in Genesis. In chapter 1.
Genesis chapter 10.
It starts very simple. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was vast and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Right, so the Spirit of God was there looking at the earth. And it was dark. Then he said, let there be light. And there was light. Alright. What kind of light was it? It was not the sunshine. Because on the first day, he did not put the sun up there. So the sun and the moon and the stars, they did not light up the earth. But it was the power of God. The understanding that now was placed upon the earth. So now, the earth became a place of light. Or should we say, a place of God's interest. I will work on this earth. I put my face upon it. Now there's going to be light there. But it wasn't sunlight. It wasn't the moon. It was just the face of God that put His understanding and purpose on this earth. The sun came to sight on the fourth day. Right? I'm not going to go into details. I'm just going to pick out a few things that will take away the sunshine from your understanding and put you in focus on the light of God who brings more light to you than the sunshine can do that daytime.
Amen.
I hope you see what I'm talking about
here.
Because here, when Jesus comes up to Capernaum, now up to Bethany, and Martha and Mary comes,
Martha na Maria wachuya,
and they talk to Jesus.
Wachitaura kuna Jesu.
And he's been dead 4 days.
Sakazato fama zwafu apura.
Lord, you're too late.
Ishema nonoka.
And the disciples,
sino azizi,
they had just heard him say a couple of days earlier,
vanga wamu zwama zwama shoma achizi,
this sickness is not unto death.
Where we are, we see we go far.
So now they face a little conflict. What do we mean?
I believe I would be equal.
Because he's dead. Right? And Jesus said, he's going to rise again. And Mary and Martha, they said, yes. He was right on the day of resurrection. And Jesus says,
Jesuanoti,
I am the resurrection.
Amen.
And life. He said, Mary, do you believe that? And she said, I believe you are the Master. Anything you say, I may not understand it, but I believe you to be true. And then, he said, where is the grave? And they walk over to the graveyard. He said, roll off the stone. And they got kind of shocked. How is this going to go happen? And there were Pharisees and scribes. God was going to be glorified. It was going to be a shock to many people. But now Jesus was going to show what light is.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Even without telling them. He didn't explain to Mary
or
the Pharisees and said, you know, I was in prayer for 4 days ago and I spoke to the Father and he told me that Lazarus was going to die. I was sent to come here and wake him up so that you may understand that this is the power of Almighty God. He didn't say that. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, remember, he had stood before Herod, before the high priest, before Pilate. He could sway by that morning and go into Pilate, show himself and say, hi Pilate, remember our little talk a few days back? He didn't say anything. He could have gone to Caiaphas and said, hey, you condemned me to death. Look here, I'm alive. Right? He could have done that. But he didn't. He only went to them that normally believed him. And even they had a hard time. Because he said, you alive? We know you told us. But we never understood. No, I'm going to put some light on the subject.
Yeah.
And he explained to them. The two men that went to up to Samaria. Jesus came close by. And they said, "You're talking so funny. What's going on? Haven't you heard about the Master being crucified?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, what about it? We thought he was the Master, the Messiah. And now he's dead. And someone had disturbed us and said, they have seen him alive. What can that be?" Moses looks at them. Jesus looks at them. And he said, don't you believe the scripture? And he went through all the prophets, where it was written about the suffering and the risen Christ. He gave them a lesson. You know what he did? He put light into their dark soul.
Amen.
They couldn't believe it. But Jesus was there to communicate, to help the people to see.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, when God said, "Let there be light," that means let there be a purpose.
Amen.
For this earth. Let us start the wonderful plan to make a family. Remember, as believers, you need the light inside you.
Amen.
Work hard on that. Sell everything you have to get that light. What I mean with that, get rid of all the obstacles.
Amen.
That hinders you to get that light. This world now is full of unbelief. The religious world is losing out. Believers that used to believe in the message have found the reasons to doubt the ministry, because there's some smart heads twisting the words around. I will advise you to take a little early morning trip and look out and say, "Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, what is the word for today?"
Amen.
Start communicating so that you can receive light, so that the Lord can speak to you. He might not speak audible, but he will convince you. Even here tonight, I came up on this pulpit.
Now we are part of a pulpit.
We've been busy traveling. I just said, "Lord,
will
you help me?"
Amen.
You know, the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I don't believe it is only here. It's all over you.
Amen.
If you want to see the light, understand what it is, I said that last night to the people in Groombridge. I hope that this will change your life, so that you will always see and understand what that light is all about. Think about it again and again. So I go back to John. We were in chapter 11. There is a lot of scriptures that speaks about the same thing. Yeah. But in verse 9, 10, 11, and Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? So what is he talking about? If you're going to rephrase it so that you will understand for the rest of your life, that means there's only one way or walking close to the Lord so that you can see what you're doing and have a purpose in your mission. Walk in daylight. Ask the Lord. Remember what Jesus said? That's John chapter 5, verse 19. He said, the Son can do nothing of his own self. Only what the Father shows him. You do likewise. So, preachers, why start up a personal battle to try to win people over to you? Because you can do nothing.
That's right. That's right.
It's only the Spirit of the Father that can instruct and bring light into the heart of the people. When Paul was preaching, I think that was in Lystra. And then he looked down in the congregation and he saw there a man that was lame. But he saw that he had faith to believe, faith to be healed. And he called out the person and he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. Hey, it was only one man that he saw. He didn't say, every one of you can all be healed here. Or anyone will be healed here. Because I heard a lady on television. She was a lady preacher. And she was in Africa. And she said, that was her own testimony. She said, I told the people, tonight you're going to see mighty wonders and miracles. Blind eyes is going to see, and sick people is going to recover. And then she made a little stop. And she looked up and said, Lord, help me tonight. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
They have bold statements, but they don't see the light. They haven't heard from him. They just read the Bible, and they want to repeat the scriptures and make them happen without having the knowledge of spiritual understanding. It's all okay to say, if you're sick, you can come up and we'll pray for you. But once you say, you are healed, you must have had the light illuminating inside. Remember, there is one man, none of us have ever seen him, but we heard the testimony. Brother William Branham. He never pronounced anyone healed unless the Lord spoke to him about it. Hey, that is why he was a messenger to the church age. He was the best example that God could raise for this hour so that we can have a pattern on how God works.
Man.
Hey, he saw the light. He could see the angel of the Lord. He could see an amber moving. And he could say, now he's here. And the Lord spoke to him by this angel. And he said, you feel his presence right now. And Brother Brown said, yeah, I sure do. There's a strong presence there. Hey, whenever that presence is there, and you're going to sense it, then anything is possible. But be sure to wait on the Lord. Hey, do you understand me tonight?
Amen.
I'm not speaking a strange language.
Amen.
I'm talking about the light.
Amen.
When God said, let there be light, it was not a light bulb, but it was God concentrating on having a purpose. No, I'm
going
to start something. And Jesus said it. I saw when I walk in daylight, I'm walking like I do in John 5:19. I can do nothing unless he shows me. But when he shows me, I will do exactly what he tells me.
Hey.
Therefore, when the Pharisees and the scribes, they accused him of blasphemy, because you make yourself God. And then Jesus returned back to them. And he said, well, but all the prophets of the Bible, they spoke the same way. Because God showed himself to them. And the Bible says, you are God. So they that were sent by God to give instructions, when when they were told what to do. Like Gideon, the angel said, go in the strength you have and fight the Midianites.
Yeah.
Then Gideon became like a god. And Moses. And all of them. And then you read the testimony, Hebrews
11.
Every one of them heard from God. And God gave them a testimony.
Testimony.
Of faith.
Testimony. Yeah.
So be faithful. Believe what God tells you. And walk in it. And he will manifest himself through you. Alright. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful tonight for your presence.
Amen.
That you're helping us tonight. Lord, one day you said, let there be light. And it was light. But it wasn't the sunshine. It wasn't stars and moons, but it was God's way of enlightening up the purpose so that this earth would have a purpose. And you have kept producing that light ever since. And when you spoke like you did in John 11, how that you spoke to your son and revealed your presence and spoke about Lazarus and how that Lazarus was raised from the dead. And when Jesus said, isn't there 12 hours in a day? That means, isn't there a way to receive information from the Lord so that we can see the light and walk in it and perform whatever you inspire us to do. Help us tonight, Lord. As we know, journey on. You see my brothers and sisters. And how that they have the desire to walk with you.
Yes, Lord.
Be a bright shining light in their presence.
Yes, Lord.
And help them, Lord, to receive what they need.
Amen.
To fulfill the course and the purpose that you have for them. Yeah, for all of us. I pray for this, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 All right.
Hope I didn't keep you too long. But you're here to hear a lot more than what you said tonight. So I hope you have an empty tank.
Amen.
And when you leave here, your tank is full.
Amen.
God bless you.